God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us, God's word to nourish us, God's word to lead us in this world as his children, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's from the Psalms, Psalm 23. Now when I read this, this is from the New International Version, and I had to, when we were reciting it earlier, I had to continue to read the words because those aren't the words I speak. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So far, God's word for our consideration, for our blessing this morning as we gather together. So, I want you to think about your life. And as you think about your life, I want you to think about what you do when you are stressed out. When you are so stressed out, you're ready to just tear life away. And I want you to think about that, because we all face those stresses and strains in life, and we're all different. And we all face them by doing different things. For some, it's getting in the vehicle, whether it's a car or a truck, and driving out in the countryside. Or like us, when we live in Lake City, we'll drive around the lake and going down all the way to Wabasha and going all the way to Red Wing and doing that kind of trek. For some other people, it is baking and eating. And I can tell you that when I'm in stress, a couple of things that I do is I pace. Karen gets really a little upset at my pacing, because I'll pace back and forth, up and down, and then I'll eat. I'll find anything I can to eat. But that's me. I face stress in different ways. We all face stress in different ways. Here in the Scripture this morning, there's where we can find comfort. There's where we can find the stress removal. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. The Lord is there in our lives. He knows everything about us. He knows all the mistakes we've made. He knows all the fears that we have. The fears of this pandemic are gripping us in hearts very hard. Some people just don't want to use masks at all and toss them aside. Some people have masks and gloves. I've seen people driving or going into the post office, and they have their mask and they have gloves on, not to touch anything. So fear, anxiety, it's all gripping our hearts. And even though God says to us through the Apostle Peter, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you, it's still ripping our hearts and our lives apart. The shepherd knows us. The shepherd knows all of our needs. He knows the needs of spouses. He knows the needs of single people. He knows the needs of children, and I can classify all of us as children because we're all God's children. He knows all of our needs. He knows those physical needs of food and water. He knows that we need each other, that the physical touching and hugging is missing, and he knows that. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. The Lord leads us and guides us in every aspect of our life. even though he knows all of our physical needs, he knows our spiritual needs. He knows that our lives are very fragile, that we can break apart at anything. Being cooped up in the house and seeing the four walls for months, days, months, wears on us. The 15th book that we have read kind of gets muddled in everything. God knows those needs that we have. He sends his Son as our shepherd so that we will not be in want, that he will guide us and direct us in every aspect of our lives. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Have you ever been to a lake and looked out and saw how glassy it is? No waves at all. We were up at the cabin a week ago, and there were two mornings when we woke up. The lake was completely glassy. The soothing aspect of that lake being glassy ran through my life. Calm me down. We need to be calmed down in our lives. God leads us to his still waters. He leads us to his still waters of his word. The word that's in the scriptures. The word that we can take and we can open up and we can read. And we can be shown that way through the power of the Holy Spirit. So God knows our needs, both physical and spiritual. He knows that we have doubts. There are days that we doubt that God even exists. There's days that you may doubt that Jesus died on the cross for you to give you everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. You're like the doubting Thomas. We do have those days. We have Murphy days where nothing seems to go right. Everything goes wrong. And then you open up the scriptures. And all those wrong things get put in place and everything's right again. Because God calms your anxieties, your fears, your life, and puts it back in order. Because ultimately God gave us our life. He gave us the existence that we are right now, the physical existence. The eyes, the ears, the mouth, everything was created by God's grace and love. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. Amazing words that God has for each and every one of us as we struggle with our needs, as we struggle in this life, as we struggle with the need of each other and the need to be guided. You know those GPSs we have in our vehicles? They're pretty good to a point. I had a Garmin, I don't have it anymore, but I had a Garmin and I typed in the address of our lake home and it directed me to go, instead of going up 7010 and 71, it directed me to go up 371 past Brainerd. That was so far out of the way. Sometimes in our lives, we use our own GPS. Our own GPS tells us to do something, but God tells us to do something else, and he leads us. He leads us in that way. He leads us in his way. The Lord is my shepherd. I want you to think about that as you travel in this life. Because you do travel. Whether it's by foot or vehicle or boat, you travel. And on that travel, on that journey, you may take certain items. We're going to go down to Georgia in a week from Tuesday. Going to go down for a family wedding. We're talking about what we need to pack, what we need to bring along for this journey. We've looked at the GPS on our phones and on our computers to see which way we're going to go and what we're going to do. That's the GPS that we have for our journey. Our journey in life is God's word for our journey. He tells us that we don't need to pack anything. We don't even need to pack our toothbrush because he's got this journey all mapped out. The journey begins when we're born. The journey continues as we're baptized. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God claims each and every one of you and says that as you journey in life, I will be with you. I will take your hand and I will guide you. I will guide you in the way to go. I will guide you when you have concerns in life. I will tell you how you and I are connected. He says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, they will not overcome you. The rivers, they will not take you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He tells us he's going to take our hand and guide us. And he guides us by our shepherd, our loving shepherd. He guides us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We know that life has its bumps and bruises. We know that sometimes we end up in the hospital to be fixed by a doctor or a nurse, medication or broken bones or whatever. We know that restores us to health. We also know that we go through anxious moments when births happen, when death is at the door, when we're confused and bewildered about many different things that has happened in our life. And yet God comes to us. He shares with us that he is our constant traveling companion. And not just during those most difficult days or months. He tells us about the joys in life, the rejoicing. The Apostle Paul, he suffered so many things, and yet he says, rejoice. Rejoice always. I say again, rejoice. Bring your joys to God. He has created us. He has given us life. And he has given us forgiveness of sins. And he tells us that all will be good because he's good. And I want you to think about that as you travel in this life. As you travel your days, your years, your months, you have a traveling companion. And that is the Lord is my shepherd. He is the one who will guide you and direct you. This world as we know it, you know, the sports world, they have many names for their teams. The Chicago Bulls. It's not St. Louis anymore, it's Los Angeles Rams, Raiders, the Vikings. You've never heard of the Chicago Sheep, have you? No, we haven't. But we can say with confidence that God, the Lord is my shepherd. We are his sheep. He guides us, he directs us, he feeds us. And he will strengthen us. In Christ's holy name, amen.